My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the man that is my true life force energy, Mr. Richard Avery.
We're deep, real deep, right?
Oh, you have no idea how deep we are going today.
Real deep? Like spiritually deep?
Really? Spiritually, yes, because we don't talk about religion or politics.
Fuck religion.
But
fuck
we
politics.
Are about...
We do believe there is a higher being.
No, we don't. No, this is going to be
this
an interesting
episode.
This is it.
You die, it's over, right?
If there could be, this could be the first time a guest actually walks off the show.
It won't be because of me.
And it will probably be after she has hit me with her high heel, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Today, because I know absolutely nothing. About and this anything. Is why it's called More with Mo. I'm going to learn more, you're going to learn more, and all three of the people listening are going to learn more about this. So a good friend of mine that I've known for many years has come in because she is now a Reiki master. Somehow I believe that makes her a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, but I could be wrong. Aubrey Adams, how are you today?
Scared.
Was it the turtle thing? Is that what pushed it over the edge with the scared?
Yeah.
So, tell you what, how about we start off
is
with this?
Spell Reiki.
R-E-I-K-I.
Okay. First I thought it was like, she was really saying rake, R-A-K-E.
Exactly.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, I was going with shaky. Like,
then I was thinking like, so she's really a gardener. She runs around and raking lawns.
Oh, she's a master at it.
So she's raking lawns.
The leaves just part.
We had someone in our class who specialized in plants, by the way.
Oh. So how long is this class for?
I started back in March.
Okay, let's back up just a little bit further than that. Why don't you explain exactly what this is?
Okay, Reiki is two Japanese words that basically mean spiritually guided life force energy. And it's a form of energy healing. So whenever you get different blockages in your prana or chi or ki or whatever the hell you want to call it, you start feeling lethargic or get aches and pains or depression or you get different ailments. Like bad.
Sorry, I just like got excited.
Richard
That's
Avery.
Me.
Richard Avery is like.
Maybe we can help.
Oh my God.
That's like.
There needs to be about six of you to help him.
But it's everything she described. That's me. Do I win something? I have all that problems.
Okay, so you have all these problems and continue.
So what Reiki basically does is it uses energy to clear them and get your life force energy moving freely again.
Okay, let's go with this.
But it does a bunch of different things, which is what I love about Reiki is there's so many different options and ways you can use it.
Okay, real quick. What I understand about Reiki right now, this is where I'm at, is it's like a microwave that you put your food in. And it goes, and energy makes it cook. And there's different options of popcorn or microwave meal. But it all goes through, and you can't see it, but it does something.
That's kind of a good way of putting it, I guess.
Fuck you, Richard. Fuck you.
Let me see if I understand.
No, wait. Hold on. Or it's like the x-ray that I had on my foot, where I don't know what they were doing, but they aimed something on my foot, and it went click. And there's a picture of my foot. It was energy.
It's kind of like they tell you to imagine like rays of light
mm-hmm.
moving from your hand into the person's body.
Like radiation.
Sort of.
Huh. It's every living thing has an energy.
Of course.
To it.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
And everything in that energy can get disrupted or messed with, or even positive things come out of that energy, right? Because there's good energy, bad energy. And from what I'm hearing what you're saying, because I have done my share of acupunctures and healers, and my old masseuse was a healer. I've been around this stuff for a while. And the one thing I always understood was, and I do agree, we all have this energy. And it can be affected in different ways. And it, by what we eat can screw it up. Like you're talking about injuries, the depression, it's all this energy-related stuff. So what you're saying is you can go in and heal and help this process to make the energy better energy.
Yep.
So do you walk up to people that are depressed, touch their forehead and say, you are healed? Anything like that?
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I've hoped.
Yeah.
Hasn't worked out.
I think what you should do is get a baseball bat, hit him over the head, and see if that works.
No, let's go with, I mean, anybody listening to the show or that knows me knows that I'm pretty fucked up. So, you know, I have the depression, I have the mania, I have all the insert everything here, but I have medications for those things. I'm on medication to help fix those things. What makes you better than GlaxoSmithKline?
Not a damn thing.
Really?
They say with Reiki, East meets West is the best. So Reiki.
They just said that because it rhymes.
Well, it sounds cute, but.
No, she's right, though.
Basically, yeah. It works best when it works in correlation with medications for, say, depression or chemo with cancer or any sort of physical therapy.
I think the balance of East and West, my doctor's that way. I've been mm-hmm. with my doctor for 25 years, and she's that way, too. She's a. Balance of Eastern
I love
medicine.
This. You have experience with
I
it.
I do. And my doctor's, most of the things she's ever healed with me is usually by doing healthy things. And I go there and get vitamin drips and all these other things. And I rarely take medicine. I hate even taking Advil. I hate medication. So I have found that, like, you can heal things. Your body can heal most things, anyways. But I found that, like, this energy you're talking about, I just find that you can do, there's all these other things you can do, whether it's yoga. To so on and so forth.
I use Advil like they're Tic Tacs.
That's not good. I have a toothache. I've been popping like 4 every 4 hours.
Wait, so, but don't you have the power? Wait, let's go with this.
Can't heal a tooth.
Are you able to microwave yourself?
Yes, you can do Reiki on yourself. They tell you, well, at the beginning of each healing, one of the things you say is, may they receive the healing they're meant to receive. So people don't always get the healing that they came to you for, but get the healing they're meant to have. So you can have your miraculous recoveries, or you could have come in for one thing, but really the problem's somewhere else, and what you're experiencing is a symptom of that other problem.
Okay, so when I went in, because, you know, I got my foot x-rayed because I was having foot problems, they were also wondering if I was having lower back problems because there's a connection. So I'm with this so far. Yeah. Listen, I'm at the Sesame Street level with this. People.
But you're right.
I got acupuncture one time by a friend who did it, and all I found is she was doing it in my toes, and they found out one spot between one of my toes. If she just twisted it even slightly, mm-hmm. it made me giggle like a little kid. It was hilarious, and it wasn't like it tickled or anything. It was like I could barely feel it, and she would just turn it. And it would be like I was like Tickle Me Elmo. Yeah. It was hilarious.
No, but I have it's done like my plenty of that stuff, and it is amazing. The human body, really, when you step back and really think about it, and if I have read a lot and watched a lot of things, the human body is an amazing, amazing thing. And there is this energy in there because how do you think it goes? And that's why you have to eat healthy, because if you eat better food, your energy is better, and you know, it's like a little machine. You got to take care of it.
I am starting to feel so bad about myself today.
Well, you don't take a couple episodes. You don't take good care of yourself.
Now I just feel like I'm a big old pile of shit. Thanks, Dick.
That's all right. Well, I'm worse than you. Jeez, I'm falling apart. So,
Okay, so let's go with this. Somebody comes. Now you're a master. Mm-hmm. Do you have a shop?
I do not have a shop. I've been doing Come to You Reiki. So I will basically go to people's homes, their works, wherever, and I will do the healings on them.
Let's go the inappropriate route. Here we go.
Can we find you on Tinder?
Not yet. Does it help with erectile dysfunction?
I suppose so.
Now, if somebody called you about erectile dysfunction, how do you know if it was the Reiki or just that you have your hands on their dick?
Doesn't matter so long as it works.
Oh, and there we go. Look at her. She got me right there. Okay, so basically then I'd call you and say, why would I call you? What problem do I have that I would call you about?
You could have any number of problems.
Okay.
And trust me, he has plenty.
I've known him for a while, I know. Oh, I know.
Oh, the stories we have.
Oh, yes.
So let's not get depressed.
Moving on, yes.
So let's say like he came to you for, like, I'll make it easy. Like he came to you for depression. Like
depression,
he's just, you know, like he's not that he's like suicidal depression, but just he's mm-hmm. always feeling low and blue and gray or whatever you want to call it, fuzzy. So what would you do?
Well, first I would go through, I'd have him sign the little release.
Saying if I kill you, that.
Yeah, basically. I'd have him sign the release. We'd sort of explain. I'd do this like hand trick so he can experience the energy and kind of have an idea as to what he might feel throughout the session. Yes, I said hand trick.
I'm actually a little nervous about this. Just listening to this, it makes me a little nervous. So please keep going.
No, don't be nervous. And then you would lay down and you'd pretty much relax. And I would go through. Some people do hands-on Reiki. Mm-hmm. I learned it hands-off. I feel the energy stronger that way. So that's how I do it. It's about 45 minutes to an hour each session.
So it's 45 minutes of you not touching somebody.
Yes.
You're not talking?
You can talk.
Is there a happy ending in this?
Do you want for there to be?
Because I think that would be the cool part.
A couple dollars more.
Exactly. For an extra $20. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay, and
how often would you say somebody would have to go?
Some people like it all the time.
Right.
Some people, they can be cured of whatever issue they have within 5-10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Some people that have a lot of serious blockages, it will normally be about 3 or 4 sessions.
Can you tell from lying somebody down, if you lied, I laid down and you sat there, and can you tell people's blockages? How long does that take?
Oh, yeah, I can feel the difference in, like, when you scan the body, is what they call it. I can feel the differences throughout the body as to where there's issues, where there isn't issues.
Hmm. Wow. I'm curious.
The whole thing. So, okay. So
I could just hear, looking and going, you know what? Never mind. You're a lost cause.
Yeah,
it's too late for you.
So let's go with this. I'm not saying, let's go. You know, we know I'm brutally honest. I'm not saying this is all crazy.
Hocus pocus, voodoo magic.
No. Calm down. But because I am a questioning person, so when I came to you versus somebody who, more like Mr. Avery, would be, oh, no, I'm open to this. Whereas I'm kind of like, what? Yeah, right. When does the hand job start? But you know what I mean? Oh, come. Don't give me that disappointed father look. No, the question is am I going to be as affected by it as he would because I'm less open?
Skeptics can feel it the strongest a lot of times.
Take that, bitch.
What you got now?
No, but I think...
I mean, if you think going into it, I'm not going to be healed at all. This isn't going to do anything for me. I don't want to be healed. I don't want to be open to it. You won't be.
Isn't that the same thing about hypnotism where they say, like, somebody can't get hypnotized if they don't want to? Like, if they literally, you can't hypnotize me, you don't want to hypnotize me,
I think so, yeah.
And it's like, and then they're not open, so it's just not going to happen. Whereas if you're open, and like I said, my old masseuse, who I saw her for a good 20 years, and she was a healer, and she used to do all these. In the beginning, I was like you, oh, this mumbo, what is this, crystals and all this crazy stuff? And you'd just be like, okay, quacky, just massage me and get the hell out of here, you know? Yeah. Like, but I think after 20 years of being with her and the things that she did for me and the way she made me feel great all the time,
later.
I was just all like, holy, I miss her. Like, I wish she would be back here, but she doesn't. She doesn't do it anymore. So, but she was amazing. And I've had other experiences that with other people. I've done all sorts of weird mumbo jumbo things and they've all worked.
I had somebody give me a lithium crystal to say that it would help with my mental problems. Mm. I chose to continue taking my actual lithium pills instead. Yeah. And I think that was a better option. I tried swallowing the crystal. It came back. Yeah. I have it again.
I'm a firm believer in, like, I just don't like medication of any kind.
And I totally understand that. But where I go with is, I'm not saying I'm not open-minded to everything. I'm very much the power of positive thinking. I go back to, and it's not a religious thing. It's not anything, but
How many times have you heard me say I'm positive that life sucks?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the same way.
No, I go
which is not what you would expect from someone doing energy healing.
But I just think that, like, I mean, I think being positive power thinking, it's like what we're talking about, the secret
things
here.
Don't happen just because you think they're gonna happen. Yeah.
No, but where I go to is my grandmother was a Christian woman. She was she would go every Sunday. She did the whole thing. She developed breast cancer, and she lasted a lot longer than most people expected, but she would have to go back into chemo, and she was just kind of like, well, and the biggest thing she was upset with is that she was going to lose her hair again. But the biggest thing about
her,
it though,
I love
no, but that was the thing, but she had such belief, and it wasn't preachy, it wasn't anything, but she had such faith in God and faith in the whole concept and the faith in the thing, which I don't, I'm atheist. She had that. I honestly believe that belief is what helped keep her around. Wasn't that some higher power caused it, but that her just belief of doing this and living a good life and everything, I believe that helped let her live longer because she had this hope, this idea, this thing. So that's what I look at with this is if you go in with a certain mindset that this type of thing can help you because you're not blocked up with doubt and negativity and all these things. That's me,
I mean, I think it definitely helps to have some sort of, I would say, openness.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, to be
open
to.
Receptivity. Yeah. Is that a word? Did I make that up?
If you did, it's good. I'm just saying, I think that helps in anything. Like, I've always, through my life with my health and all the things, living basically, I've always tried to be as open as possible. There are some things I just think is mumbo jumbo bullshit. And there are a lot of it is, but there's also, when you talk about energy, I do believe in this energy. And what little I've read, because I don't like to read, but what little I've read about things like that is that I always say, I think us as human beings, we have this energy. I think the world is energy. And I think when we die, this energy just goes back into the energy and just goes along, and that's where it is. And I don't know. I just always felt, that's why I always feel like we do have this energy. And I've experienced things that are about this. That's when I think when people die, they say, oh, I saw someone say they were dead. It's just the energy that they see. I think it's all this, just this whole thing is energy.
Interesting fact. Did you know when the second you die, your body becomes 21 grams lighter?
Yeah. I saw that movie.
No, but I know, exactly. And it's the things, I've been around dead people, sad to say, I don't like to admit it, but I could've been around dead people and I've seen the life leave somebody, and it's interesting. And religious people would say it's our soul, and we're going off to heaven. I just think it's energy. I always tell. I grew up with an uncle who married an American Indian woman, and I've been around American Indians a lot throughout my life, and I've always liked them. And I always say, I don't know if what you call what they have is a religion, but it's not really. It's just this belief
it's
in
like
mother
a culture.
Yeah, but it's a belief in Mother Earth, and we all come from the Earth, and we all go back to. And I've believed the same thing. Like I just have, you know, I grew up. I had to go to Catholic school as a kid, and I was like, "Oh, this is stupid!" Like from day one, what the fuck is this?
But, my mother was very Catholic too,
and I was like, "Really?" but I just believe that we have this energy. I just think that's what we are. Because I think when I saw this, I saw a girl die, and I saw her literally die in front of me, and then you could just see the. I'm not saying I saw it, but you could. For me, I just saw her like her life force, her energy, just leave her body right there, and it was just like, whoa.
I never knew I could see energy until I took the class. I thought what I was seeing either everybody saw or I was going blind.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Or you were drunk.
That too.
Oh, so you opened the door for the humor back, Mr. Sad Sack over there. You're making me sad. So where I was going to go, because we have to mention our biggest sponsor is. So this whole energy thing's a lot like Chipotle. It comes from the earth, goes through you, and comes out and goes back to the earth.
Exactly.
Chipotle, proud sponsor of More With...
Love Chipotle.
Yeah, exactly.
You're trying to mention Chipotle.
Do you have any clients? Do you have any clients yet?
I do.
Very good.
I do, yeah. You know Erica McLean?
Oh, yeah, I know Erica, yeah.
She had a root canal a couple weeks ago, and I just worked on her a bit.
She's a very spiritual person, though. Erica is Clive McLean's wife, Clive, very famous adult director who passed away. But she's a very spiritual woman.
Very gifted card reader.
Yeah. Ooh, I did that.
She does well in Vegas.
I've gone to psychics. I've done all that crazy stuff.
I go to a medium every year. That's part of how I got into this.
The psychic I went to this woman. When I first met her, she was cool. The second time I met her, I wanted to kill her. That's a whole other story.
Did she know that, though?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, you're stupid. You know. Bitch. You should know saying what you're saying is going to make me want to kill you. And I was like looking at her like, you're no psychic. You're a fucking idiot.
Ooh. So what am I thinking right now?
I'm not a psychic.
Oh.
She just knows your energy sucks.
Where's my energy right now?
It sucks.
Yeah, no, my energy sucks. No, Aubrey is, you know, she's told me about this over the past, like, 6,000 years. But no, over the past month.
You look good for 6,000.
Yeah, I know. I've been wanting to have her come in to talk about this because it's whenever we have guests, it's always, what do you want to talk about that's not porn? Let's bring up also that Aubrey has been a performer now for 8 years.
Almost nine
wow. years. She I've actually worked with her twice.
I'm
now.
Just thinking you probably worked with my ex-partner, Julie Ashton, back in the day. You've been around that long. Julie's been out now for 10, 12 years.
I don't think so.
Now, you were in during the heyday of Gonzo. You did all this kind of stuff. So this is a performer who, you know, you're still a performer, but goes off and does something else that, you know, it's like, so whenever we look for guests, it's not about the porn. It's about the something else. And so when she told me about this, I know nothing about it. It means, and it, you know, so I think these type of things are interesting because it informs me, because I'm an idiot most of the time, and I still will walk away from this going, microwave. That's how I explain this, microwave.
I'll just have to Reiki you.
Exactly. I think you have to.
And then it'll come back. I mean, we did it with Derek Pierce with CrossFit.
Right.
Sarah Love's going to drag my ass into a gym.
Right. And then who was the one where you did the gay porn thing? Who was that with?
You did gay porn?
Wow. You jumped into that one a little too quickly, didn't you?
Oh, I couldn't help myself.
You can find Aubrey and I's scene in 13 Come Hungry Cocksuckers Volume...
Something.
10. Available from madnesspictures.com. Actually, no, not there. Okay. Someplace else. But yeah, no, I think it's a fascinating topic.
No, I think it is. I think you should do it.
You I don't, too.
See,
I'm a hopeless cause.
No, but see, that's I don't know if we would work together because I would be too. I would be.
You giggle.
I giggle. Yeah. No. But I would be the embarrassed one and trying to like. Okay. Now this is it's, weird. Yeah. The awkward.
It's like when you hire your hooker friends as to do a session and you're like, wait a minute, we're friends. So I get this for free, right?
Wait, okay, so how much does a session cost?
A session is normally $125.
Which is cheaper than my psychiatrist.
Is it an hour?
It's an hour, yeah.
Okay.
And what do you actually get for this?
You get a Reiki healing.
And that takes an hour, or is that 15 minutes of talk
it's
about
like
what we're doing?
15 minutes talk about what... Mm-hmm. We're doing why you chose to come to a Reiki healer, sign away that you shouldn't stop your current medications. I'm not eligible to tell you anything like that kind of deal.
Okay.
Well, I think you should do it. You and Alex.
Oh, no, we'd kill each other.
No, I think you should.
Our energies would kill each other.
You would do them separately.
No, you do them separately. I'm just saying you should do it sometime. Have them come to the house and just like... Especially with Alex, I think it would be
good. Some people just use it as like a massage technique to like relax.
Like
you can do it on pets.
I think you should try it. I think it'd be good if you
I
did.
I thought it was hands-free.
And then we have her come back and have her come back and you talk about it.
Huh. This is an interesting thing.
I want you to be like that guy that does that show on CNN that does all those dirty jobs and does all that crazy stuff.
You mean the show Dirty Jobs?
What's that guy's name, though?
I can't remember, but that he's made a career off of doing nothing but the jobs that nobody else wants to do.
But I think you should try it.
I'm very skeptical.
I know, but you shouldn't be.
And are you naked when you do this?
For you, I will be.
No, I
will. All right, then I'm hiring. What, come
no,
over
hold
tomorrow.
On, hold on. Well, yeah, no, trust me. No, I was meaning, are you like when you go in for a massage, you're naked? Do you have your clothes? You stay clothed during this
time?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, this time.
At what session are we both naked? Is it the third? Is it like the third date?
So it's not like you go in for a massage, dating you get Reiki. Naked and do your whole thing. Okay. And
I'll do it if you do it.
Oh, God.
See, I have to.
I scurred. I'd love to say I ain't scurred, but I is. Okay, well, we'll tell you what. We will discuss this, and we'll see if we can pull
just
this
do
off.
It.
I'm not committing to it on the air
You're
like I did last time.
Such a pussy.
We'll talk Alex into it.
What's the worst that could happen?
I know.
Erections.
It's not like I'm going to turn you into a frog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll give this a try. We're not going to do it, obviously, today, but I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try, and we'll see what happens, and I'll try not to giggle, and we will talk about it at a future episode.
It raises your vibrations, which makes the healing stronger.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be laughing nonstop. Okay, so, Aubrey, I'm assuming you do this not under your stage name. So if there are some people out there that know you only as your stage name that want to contact you about this, where can they find you that they can contact you?
Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
At the Reiki Queen.
Ooh.
The Reiki Queen?
The Reiki Queen. Right. Reiki Master is just so formal and masculine and blah.
That sounds kinky.
It's so BDSM. I'm going to Reiki you and then I'm going to
beat you.
Yeah, exactly.
Into submission.
So the Reiki Queen on Twitter.
Yes.
And do you have any other social media?
No other social media now. I have email.
What is your email?
My email is thereikiqueen333@gmail.com, and I'm working on a site.
Ooh. Okay, what does the 333 stand for?
333 is a very spiritual number that relates to the Ascended Masters. So it sort of is...
It's very...
Is it bad
rare?
That all my passcodes are 666?
No, they actually say 666 is lucky. I think they looked back and the real number for the devil was 661 or 621.
I think it's 323.
Yes. Exactly.
432-6577.
Okay, which Domino's pizza number is that?
The one we ate earlier, because I feel like the devil's in me.
Well, Aubrey Adams, thank you so much for coming out and letting me mock you a little bit about this and actually informing me more.
No, it's funny. I make fun of the Reiki people all the time, actually.
Oh, perfect. Cool.
You get all the vegans.
That's why, and that's why you're going to hell.
That's why this is. Yeah, no, I'm most likely going to hell. Well, you can find me in hell, or you can find me on Twitter at MoTripleX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. Or you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.